the number one hit music station. More music, more variety. Welcome to The Alternative. Playing today's new country. Oh, sorry, I was just practicing. I'm Matt from Matt Fogarty Voiceovers. I know you want to listen to your podcast, so I'm going to keep this super brief. If you're a program director and you're looking for a fresh sound on your station, hit me up. I'll do a free, no-obligation sample for you, and you can get a really good sense for how I'll sound on your station. Get in touch at mattfogartyvo.com. I'm seriously sitting by my computer hitting refresh right now. Email me. Do it.
This is the podcast for broadcast. Sound Off Podcast. With Matt Kendall.
The Alan Waters Young Broadcaster of the Year Award in memory of Steve Young was announced, and the winner was Brad Karp of Country 93.3 in Fort McMurray. The award is given out annually at Canadian Music Week and has a fairly prestigious roll call of Canadian talent. People like Fearless Fred, Amanda Logan, Ruby Carr, Adam Wilde, Rena J, Jesse Mods, and many others that I just can't remember right now. Brad was nominated by his PD, J.C. Coutts, and is going to be in Toronto to accept the award at Canadian Music Week. I caught up with Brad at the Country 93.3 studios in Fort McMurray on a Sunday, no less.
Hello, Matt Kendall.
So where were you when you found out you won?
This is funny. I thought I was getting fired.
Come on.
Yeah, I was on remote at our Ford dealership, and the PD came, tapped me on the shoulder, didn't even see him coming. He was behind me. And he says, "Hey, bud, do you have a second?" And he looked like super serious, right? And I'm like, "Yeah." I think he's only come to one remote, Sumac, and he's like, "Okay, we need to go somewhere private to talk." I'm like, "If he thinks that I'm going to finish this remote after he cans me, not a chance." And then we went outside, and he told me he was all fired up, and he turned around. We left the front door of the dealership, and he turns around, and he's like, "You!" And I'm like, "Oh, what did I do?" You won the Steve Young Broadcast Studio Award.
That's great. He's got a sense of humor. But then again, you have to think he's going to let you finish that remote before he lets you go. Actually know somebody who was let go, "Finish your voice tracks, and then come see me."
Oh, man. Brutal. Yeah. Brutal. Yeah. So it was quite the shock.
So tell me, how long have you been in Fort McMurray?
Coming up on 4.5 years, I think. So I got here December 2014. It was 35 below when I landed.
And you also had to sit through the treacherous fires.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a month.
So you arrived, and then shortly after the fires hit, and you must have wondered throughout, you know, the fires and the tragedy that was happening in Fort McMurray that, how much longer am I really going to be here? Are you surprised you've been there that long?
Yes and no. I left at one point. So not long after the fire, I went down to City TV because once we were evac'd, I was helping them a little bit. They were short of producer at the time. So I was helping them filling in on the show. Basically, the week I got there, one of their producers gave their notice that he was going to another station. So came back up to Fort McMurray for a month or two, and the job was pretty much all sewn up before I even left Edmonton to come back home. So I did that for 8 months. And then the morning show opportunity here opened up to come back, and I took it. And I just wasn't getting the airtime that I was hoping I'd get at the TV station. When I left, I was co-hosting the show and doing news, so now I'm back and hosting it myself.
Tell me a little bit about some of the community service that you do to help you win such an award.
Boy, it's not just me. You know, people hang the hat on my head all the time, but this station has always been deeply involved in the community. I mean, we do so much stuff. We do a telethon every year for the food bank. We're involved in basically every charity, food drives. We do all of it. You know, I pledged to raise 10 grand for Kids Sport, the local Kids Sport chapter here, on the 1 year anniversary of my show last year. So that would have been April 3rd. So we're just over a year now. Did about $17,000. You know, for me, it's, you know, we have this big platform as broadcasters. Might as well try and use it to do a little bit of good, right? So It's never ending, and it's not just me. It's the whole team here, and any of the stuff that I try and spearhead, the whole group here at the station is behind me 100% trying to promote it too. So I'm really lucky that way, that I'm not one man alone trying to make a difference, but it's a real team effort.
How's Fort McMurray recovered since the devastating fires?
Slower than you'd hope. You know, it's, can't remember what the latest numbers were, but there's still a lot of people who aren't home. There's still a lot of homes that aren't rebuilt. Obviously, it was a double whammy. The economy tanked basically when I landed in 2014, and then the fire ripped through. So it's been a tough go. people are starting to get back on their feet a bit. I don't think we're even at 50% of the homes rebuilt, to be honest with you. So it's slow. This is the third full. We're coming to the third full building season, right? Because by the time we got back and most people got back, there wasn't a whole lot of time left to start rebuilding, and people had to wait for insurance adjusters to come in and stuff. So this is probably the second full summer of a rebuild for us.
Tell me a little bit about your morning show. I've heard it because you and I have spoken before, and we've talked a little bit about your show, and you've sent me some tapes before. But to anybody who's listening to this for the first time, tell me about doing country radio in Fort McMurray.
It's a different beast up here. People are, not to say that we troll the line on the stereotype, but people like to have fun. People like to laugh. They like to hear some ridiculous stuff. So that's what it's all about for me. Keep it light, keep it funny. You know, I'll wade into the serious stuff if I feel that the community needs that kind of that release a little bit. But I like to have a lot of fun. I like to do some crazy stuff. I call people on Fridays who are selling stuff on Kijiji and tell them that I'm not interested. People love that. That's a fun one. I called 100 Huntley Street on Tuesday last week, the morning of Game 7, and had them say a prayer for the Leafs to lose. That was good. Just whatever comes between my two ears, man, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on up there. So I just kind of do it and swing for the fences, and sometimes I strike out and sometimes I get a dinger.
So it's really all about connections. So we'll talk about a couple connections here. One of them is the connection of people from Newfoundland and Fort McMurray. That's one. But also the people, when they come from Newfoundland, also bring their affinity for the Toronto Maple Leafs, because St. John's had the farm team for the Leafs for many years. So I can see why you're probably inundated. You have a 514 area code for a cell phone.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Montreal here in a sec. So how much fun and how much joy did you get calling 100 Huntley Street for that prayer to be answered?
Oh, it was so good. And the Noreen, the woman who answered on the other line, was so patient. And I wasn't exactly sure what I'd get, right? I didn't know if they'd shut me down right away and hang up. I figured they probably wouldn't if you're a prayer line. I'm sure you, part of the gig is kind of taking whatever comes your way. But she was funny. She was like, oh, we never pray for anyone to lose anything. That's not God's will. How about we pray that their fans aren't very annoying? We're like, no, let's just pray for them to lose. And then we did a backup prayer that, God forbid, if the Leafs won, their fans wouldn't be too terribly annoying. So it was, I don't know if I can say well-received. It was well-received by everyone who doesn't cheer for the Maple Leafs in this town. And then the Leafs fans were a little bit bitter. I was just at a trade show today, and I heard it from a couple of the Leafs fans that were coming by. They weren't too pleased with me, but that's okay. If they could get a couple defensemen on that team and a goaltender, maybe, you know, they'd make it past the first round.
You mean this millennium?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing more annoying than being on a podcast with two Habs fans gloating about this thing.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we just lost half the audience. It's okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, are you selling the dresser on Kijiji?
Yes, I am. Which one are you looking at?
The pine one that's great for tall people with small spaces?
Yes. Yeah, I've got that one.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, just calling to let you know that I'm not interested.
That you're not interested?
Yep.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. You have a great day.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Jeff here.
Hey, Jeff. I saw your ad for the filing cabinet on Kijiji. You still have it?
Yes.
Perfect. Just calling to let you know that I'm not interested.
Okay.
All right.
And why would you do that?
Well, just to let you know.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, are you selling the Skills Total Body Training System?
Yep.
On Kijiji?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Just calling to let you know that I'm not interested.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, no worries.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thank you. Are you selling the Rooster Cookie Jar on Kijiji?
Yeah, it's still available yet.
Oh, perfect. Just calling to let you know that I'm not interested.
Excuse me, say again?
Yeah, just calling to let you know that I'm not interested.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, are you selling the Kenmore stove on Kijiji?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Just calling to let you know that I'm not interested.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day. I love you. Hello?
By the way, the bit involving calling people on Kijiji to say you're not interested, I heard you do that. I want to do that, and I'm not even on the radio. I just want to do that to call people for my own entertainment.
It's so much fun. It's the craziest thing, because most prank calls, like, you're lying to people, you're blowing smoke up their ass in some way or another, right? But I'm, you know, you're selling a rake, and buddy, I'm not interested. Oh. I'm not interested. Okay, thanks. Have a great day. Yeah, you're welcome. Bye. It's just, it's all over the place. Some people get real pissed off. Some people take it and with a grain of salt and laugh. Some, I had a guy the other day, he was just eternally confused. And he spent 30 seconds trying to wrap his head around why the conversation was happening. So it's fun.
It's actually ingenious, because it's the only way anybody's going to answer their phone anymore, because they're selling something, right?
When else are you taking a call from a number you don't know? Only when you have something up on Kijiji.
So your prayers were answered and the Leafs
they
lost.
They were.
Yeah.
What do you think about prayer now?
I guess
the Leafs
you believe
lost.
In the power of prayer now.
I'm a converted believer. I have no choice. The proof is in the pudding. The Maple Leafs lost in Game 7 in heartbreaking fashion. It wasn't even a close game. It's all I ever really wanted. So thank you so much to the prayer line. I'm so thankful.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so what can Leafs learn then? Because you were on this call with Noreen. You really had a beef against the fans more than anything. So what can Leaf fans learn from Hab fans? What can we take away from this?
Habs fans aren't very good at this either. But I think the key for Leafs fans to get most of the rest of Canada off their backs is just learning that silence is golden. Sometimes less is more.
How often do you do something that you have to reject, or it fails, or what ideas have you come up with that you're just not going to air with?
You know, I don't keep track of that stuff. I just try and see what sticks. You know, I got a lot of stuff going up between the years, and that's the thing about this business. You know, you got to try something and do something a little bit different to stand out these days. There's so much talent out there. There's so many talented people doing this and who are doing podcasting and in every avenue of entertainment, on Facebook, on YouTube, on whatever. So you got to try stuff, throw it on the wall, and if it sticks, great. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But, you know, it's you can't be scared to try. Because you look at, you know, and I relate it back to baseball in a way. How many times did Jose Bautista strike out? And no one remembers those. They remember the dingers, and that's what people are looking for. So,
swing for the fences.
That's it.
So often you get to a place like Fort McMurray, and some of the biggest events going on are hockey and baseball. So in the case of Fort McMurray, it's the Oil Barons and the Fort McMurray Giants. You just mentioned baseball. So yeah. What's some of the work or the affinity? What's some of the work and things that you do with those teams?
I had a nice little bit running with the hockey team with the Oil Barons for probably the last year and a half. I did, when I moved here, I started doing play-by-play for them too for a year, and they were god awful. They won 10 games that year. People thought I was cursed. So you know Cup Carson.
I certainly do.
Who doesn't know Cup? If you met Cup Carson, you certainly met him. That's for sure.
I should clarify that this is the Cup Carson who made his radio roots in Edmonton. West Coast Cub. That's right. Yeah. Two B's on the Cub.
Exactly. Yeah, he dunked me in the river and prayed that the curse would be lifted. And I think we pulled a fish out of my mouth at some point. And then they won the next game. So that was fun. And then I've been their hydration engineer on and off the last year and a half. So make sure the boys have all the water that they need, getting out with the fans, interacting with them, pumping them up, feeding them a little water if they need it. I got fired because I was late. The water wasn't cold enough. Then I got traded to the baseball team, and I was busy, and I didn't show up. And they let me go on my contract and just kind of showed up for a playoff game this year without a contract with the Oil Barons and made it work. It was good. Just silly stuff like that, getting out in the community in whatever way. And because I did that, I had a couple minor hockey teams get in touch with me, and I went out and I did it for their teams and read the starting lineups, got the kids all pumped up, and you know, got some nice audio for the show the next day. So it's fun. I just like doing weird stuff that gets me out in the community.
Do you play hockey yourself?
Yeah, I'm awful. I was a goalie, a bad goalie, and now I'm a bad player. So it's great because I don't have to worry about defense anymore, and I can blame every goal on the goaltender like used to happen to me when I was a kid.
So where did you grow up?
Montreal. Well, the West Island. Did a good chunk of my youth in DDO, and then my mom moved out to St. Lazare. My dad's still out in DDO, and they're both still there. Westwood High School. I was the first batch to come through as a full-fledged Westwood Wildcat. And then before that, probably better known as Hudson High. Did a year at Dawson College, realized I didn't like the program I was in. So I drank a lot of beer, played on the rugby team, wrote for the student newspaper. I was the sports editor there. But before I got involved with the paper, I actually did some shifts at the Dawson radio station. But it was a bit of a gonk show. They didn't take it seriously. So I looked for something that was a little bit more real and had value to it and found my way to the paper.
I don't know how I know all this, but I think Stuntman Stu also went through Dawson.
I think so. Yeah. And then I not that I knew who Stuntman Stu was at the time, but Stu also went to Algonquin College, which is where I went after Dawson.
Which is exactly where I was going with this bit. So how'd you get to Ottawa?
Wow. Down the highway. Actually, I just drove. It was good.
It's only an hour from St. Lazare.
Yeah. It's only an hour 15. It was great. It worked out perfectly. Yeah. So it was funny. Growing up, I wanted to do TV. I wanted to do the Sports Center thing, be the next Jay and Dan. I reached out to a bunch of people in the business. And at the time, TSN had the emails for all of their personalities up on their website. So I emailed a whole bunch of them and just kind of asked, hey, what's the best way to break into the biz? And I had a number of them tell me, and I think James Cebulski is the one who kind of put it to me the most succinctly. He said, go into radio, study radio, because they teach you how to write. They teach you about the content and it's less about the look. And that kind of made sense to me. And he went to Algonquin, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So I applied, I got in, and I packed up my bag and moved to Ottawa for 8 months. And it was the best thing I ever did. It was absolutely fantastic.
You're in a good position to talk a little bit about Montreal radio and Ottawa radio. So we'll start with Montreal. What'd you listen to?
Shome.
Of course. I don't even know why I asked that.
Yeah, it was a show and baby. And my mom still talks about, me and the Jolly Jumper, and she'd have Ted and Peppermint Patty on in the mornings on Shome. And I grew up on Shome and Terry, Ted and Kim, and Terry's basically my radio idol. And he's one of the nicest people. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Terry. I've sent him some of my tape and we've emailed back and forth. And he actually sent me a really nice note congratulating me on the award afterwards. And I think that's been kind of the coolest thing of this entire experience, was just how many people who've reached out and congratulated me, offered support. I didn't know people liked me this much, Matt. It's been quite the surprise. It's been good.
Well, I suppose it's tough when you're in Fort McMurray because it's very easy to feel forgotten. But, people know you're there. I know you're there.
It's a really unique market because there's only four stations here, two companies, Rogers and Harvard, and we duke it out. But it's a city of 80,000 people. But the stuff that happens in this town and just the significance of what goes on 30 kilometers up the highway at the oil sand sites, like, we get some heavy-duty news stories. We get some big-time acts. I mean, Carrie Underwood is coming here in like 30 days. Nickelback is coming here this summer. Brian Adams is coming here this summer. This is a town that punches well above its weight class in terms of events that come here, news stories, opportunities that you get as a radio host. I've been able to do things that I never thought I'd be able to. I mean, I got to ask a question of, Justin Trudeau in a scrum a year ago. He side-skirted me like an absolute pro. It was great, but I got to try. So it's been a great place for my development. So it's a little bit out of the way. And I know people probably look at Fort McMurray when job postings come up and say, I don't know. But man, a year here is 2.5 anywhere else.
I was about to mention that in Fort McMurray, the number of people who've gone to Fort McMurray and then gone on to major markets, that's pages and pages of talent who've gone through Fort McMurray and then gone on to greater things.
Some really talented people have come through this building, and even just on the Rogers side and what used to be the OK Radio Group. I mean, my buddy Pete Patipko is co-hosting with Terry Evans on K97. Cub Carson was here for a while in this market. Dean Blundell got fired from here, which is funny. Dan O'Toole was here, and now he's doing the TSN thing. He used to do the Oil Barons, and the list goes on and on. Kenny Jones is doing afternoons at KISS in Winnipeg. He was over at Jack before that. I mean, it's a long list of really talented people who've come through here. And it's a great market for radio because there's no TV stations here. The newspaper is, like most local newspapers, slowly dying off, unfortunately. So you have a captive audience. People are in their trucks working for 12 hours a day. You're the only thing they got, and they love you if you do a good job.
So when you're in Ottawa and then you're graduating from Algonquin, was there anything in Ottawa for you radio-wise?
I interned at 1310 and did a bit of that, but I knew that I'd have to leave Major Market to really get a crack at this business. And um, that's the one thing that I've noticed looking back at kind of the cohort I went through, I didn't actually graduate. I'm a two-time college dropout, and proud to say it, as much as my mother is disappointed in me. It's a two-year program at Algonquin, but I got a full-time job offer this summer after my first year to go to Thompson. Because I basically started applying for gigs around Christmas time just to get my name out there, get feedback on my tape and stuff, and get my stuff in front of some PDs. So I knew that I'd have to leave Ottawa or Montreal and just go to the middle of nowhere and cut my teeth, which is what I did.
In just a second, we're going to head to Thompson. That's in Manitoba. Actually, Brad will tell us exactly where it is, how he got there, and how long it took to get there. And by the way, if you would like to see the entire interview of Brad's appearance on 100 Huntley Street, you can go to soundoffpodcast.com.
Imaging and production for radio made easy from Megatrax Production Music. Add a sense of British flair to your productions with London's No Sheet Music. From the team behind Wise Buddha, No Sheet Music are musicians and music fans. It's as simple as that. Their albums range from contemporary to classical, orchestral to electronic, and they're always usable and sonically excellent. Don't miss the hottest sounds by adding Deep East music to your deal. Music from Deep East elevates a story and amplifies a message with a serious buzz. Always fresh and intuitive, and of course, the highest quality, they've always got their ears to the ground for the latest worldwide trends. Head on over to Megatrax.com or call us at 818-255-7100 for your music licensing requests. That's Megatrax.com.
Willing to move everywhere, which is a tremendous asset for anybody who wants to make it in radio. Tell me about Thompson, because there's another one. A lot of people are going to be like, I don't know.
Man, I didn't know. It's funny. They put in there, they got a lot of people that roll through that building. Number one, because people just sometimes can't handle it, I guess. And number two, they, you know, managed to pump out a decent amount of talent there, and people get opportunities once they go up there, because you get the chance to do everything. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. If you want to help in any way, the O'Briens, who own that station there, Arctic Radio, are great, fantastic people, and they will let you try whatever you want to try. It was funny. I drove out there in my little Mazda Protege, and basically you drive west for 3 days and you get to Winnipeg, you turn north and you drive for 8 hours. There's nothing around. For the closest city is 4 hours away. It is in the middle of nowhere. It's totally remote, but it was a great experience. You know, I stepped into the opportunity to co-host the morning show and do the morning news run right away, fresh out of school. You know, I was 19 years old. I didn't know anything. It was tough. It was, you know, I'm not going to lie. It was really tough being that far from home that young, but, I'm really glad I did it, because I learned a lot. I got the opportunity to do remotes, to do hockey games, to host TV shows on the local Shaw station. I got to co-host the morning show. Anything and everything I wanted to do, I had the opportunity to do it there. And that really, you know, helped me land my next few gigs. So I'm thankful I did it. And as you said, people probably look at it and they say, I'm not going to go there. And that's kind of how I got the job. Is they offered the job to five people. Five of them turned them down. A sixth one said yes, a guy named Lloyd from Saskatchewan. He drove halfway up the highway to get to Thompson, got cold feet, turned around, went back home. Then they called me and offered me the job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody just turned around and went home.
Yeah.
So you get into it thinking you're going to be doing some sports. You actually go to places like Thompson and Fort McMurray. You are doing some sports. Is there still an opportunity where you'd go, you know what, I don't want to get up this early in the morning. I think I want to be doing some sports. I mean, it's very easy. Would it be that easy for you to pivot into sports right now? Is it something you would ever think of?
Yeah, I'll do is if it's fun and it's the right opportunity, I'll do anything. You know, there's so many ways that you can go in this business. And I think it's unwise to pigeonhole yourself into kind of one thing. I think versatility is the key to staying employed in this business in this day and age. You know, I just want to have fun, and sports are a lot of fun. I love sports still, but I'm having so much fun doing a morning show. I mean, I didn't know that I could have this much fun coming into work at 4 a.m. every day while waking up before I get in at 5:15.
So talk about the people you work with in the morning, because I think that makes a huge difference, because the alarm goes off, and if you're not happy with the person that you're working with, you're going to pick your head up off the pillow and go, oh, this isn't going to work again this morning. But it's obviously working. So talk about the chemistry you have on the show.
So it's just myself and kind of a news co-host right now, Natalia. She's pretty new to the role, so it's been a lot of fun trying to get her to come along for the ride. She comes from a pretty heavy news background. And we're totally different. I'm out busy all the time doing stuff. She likes to stay at home with her dog and drink a box of wine and watch Netflix. And yeah, a box. I mean, you'd have to if you work with me every day at 5 in the morning, too. So I don't blame her for that.
I'm laughing already because there's comedy in there. What'd you watch on Netflix? Yeah. How'd the wine taste?
Oh, it's great. We do her fancy wine review every Friday. She'll review a bottle of wine for us, and it usually ends up with her passed out on the couch at some point and the boyfriend tucking her into bed, so it's good. And then before her, Jenna Hamilton was my co-host. She's at 660 News in Calgary now, and she might be the weirdest person I've ever met. She can kick herself in the back of the head while standing, Matt Cundall. It is an impressive talent. It was her birthday gift to me a couple years ago, allowing me to videotape it, and I cherish that video with my life.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So I want you to expound on just one thing, and that's that word versatility. How can you explain to, whether it's a classroom of everybody, or how can you explain to a classroom of broadcast students, or at least everybody who's listening to this podcast, what versatility is and how important it is to succeeding?
I think it's less about trying to be versatile, and I think it's more about trying everything and seeing what you like and what you're good at. You know, I've always been the guy to put my hand up and say, yeah, I'll do that. And I look back, I'm like 9 years into my career. I'm 28. I started at 19. And I look back at my career, even in school, and I say to myself, every time I put my hand up to do something extra, it's paid off down the line. You know, when we were at Algonquin, the local hockey team, the Nepean Raiders, they were looking for a guy to do color on their web streams. You know, an email was sent out. I put my hand up, said, yeah, I'll do it. It's every second Sunday for their home games in the afternoon. So I did that. After 4 games, the guy who was doing play-by-play just didn't show up one time. And then I had to do play-by-play. And I had never done play-by-play before. Oh, thank God I don't have tape of that. That was awful. But he never came back, so I became the play-by-play guy for the junior A hockey team. And having that experience is really what helped me land the role in Thompson. I mean, the other 6 people not showing up and turning down the job helped too, but that helped me land the job in Thompson, which helped me land the job in the Paw, which helped me land the job here in Fort McMurray. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is just try it. Put your hand up, put the extra work in, do it. It'll pay dividends down the road, and do as much as you can. Get your hands in everything. I mean, do news, do on air, do sports. If you like creative writing, do that. If you like production, do that. It'll pay off down the road, because the further we get into this business and, you know, the way things are going now, if you don't have 3-4 skill sets that you can offer, no one's going to hire you.
I'm glad you told the story about doing play-by-play for the first time, because I was suspecting it might have been in Thompson. How do you get the guts to just start calling a hockey game in a town like Thompson? But you answered the question by saying you did it back at Algonquin for the Nepean Raiders. So that's cool.
Yeah, I look at the video coach would sit in front of us, and the guy hadn't shown up. And I said, Pierre, like, what do I do? He was like, well, you have to do it. I was like, I've never done this before. He's like, well, too bad. Yeah, all right, here we go.
So you're off to Canadian Music Week. You've got an award that you're going to be accepting. Have you thought about who you're going to see at Canadian Music Week and who you'd like to meet and who you're looking forward to meeting?
Am I going to see you there?
I'll be there. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I'd like to meet you face to face. That'd be fun. I went last year. The nice thing about Rogers is they bring pretty much all their morning show hosts in for, we do a little development day before CMW, and then we get the whole CMW experience too. So that's been really good.
So how did I miss you last year?
I don't know. Were you at the lobby bar?
Duh.
I don't know. How did we miss each other?
I don't know.
Which end of the lobby bar? It gets busy.
I know. I was on the side closer to the windows, the one that looks out on the parking lot. So
I don't remember what the lobby bar looks like.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited to get there and connect with people again that, you know, I met last year. And just meet new people. It's crazy how tight-knit that this industry is. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to network and connect with people and just chat about the business. Because I find it really refreshing when you get you know, it's different when you talk to people in your own building, in your own market, but it's really neat to get ideas on the industry from people who are outside of your own market or who have way more experience than you do. And even people who have less experience than you do and seeing their perspective too. So I find that really interesting.
Well, it's even exciting just meeting the people from Rogers. You're all getting together. You're talking about like-minded things and you begin to share ideas. So what'd you pick up last year? Do you connect with any other morning shows in the Rogers chain that you were like, oh, I kind of like what you're doing?
Who did I connect with last year? Boy, everybody. Yeah. Like Rogers does a really good job of keeping us all pretty tight and together. I've been doing a lot of work with Pepper, who's at KISS in Edmonton for us, and he's been really good for me. So had the chance to really kind of network with him again. I was in that building before with the city stuff, but he was doing the morning show. I was coming to work at 11 and he was pretty much probably gone most of the time. So it was really nice to get the chance to sit down with him and chat. Met Rena a little bit last year. That was great. She's a former winner of the award too. So Jax was fun to chat with. It's just such a fun, unique time to be able to go and see all these people that as a broadcaster I look up to and just kind of go shoot the shit with them.
It's awesome. Hey, Brett, I'm looking forward to meeting you. Should have met you last year. Don't know how that didn't happen. It'll happen this year.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Matt. Long-time listener, first-time guest. Is that appropriate for this?
I think that's about the best we can do for podcast, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Sound Off Podcast. Find us online at soundoffpodcast.com and connect with us wherever great social media is housed. The show is imaged using the sounds from Core Image Studios.
Written and hosted by Matt Kundle.
A production of the Sound Off Media Company.
You looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C., as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.
It's said that the more time you have to invest, the greater the return. Well, guess what? Kids have the most time if we learn to invest early. That's why I created the Cash Kid Podcast, where I teach kids and some adults financial skills they need to know on how to earn, save, and invest their money. Join me on this journey as we interview experts and explore topics that allow you to grow your money as kids. This podcast will help you become the money expert among your family and friends. Just remember, anyone can be a cash kid. You just have to learn how to become one. Get ready to grow your financial knowledge and your wallet with the Cash Kid Podcast.